This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Drama in the Senate, flight chaos once again, and in Florida, of course, now they're talking about pythons. What's next? Hey, hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, hope you had a fabulous weekend as we kick into yet another week in August. A lot of people doing that school shuffling thing, kids getting ready to go back to school, people are battening the hatches, so to speak, as we're coming out of a wild, wild summer. So this was big, the Senate passing the bill. And what bill am I talking about? The Democrats' budget reconciliation package got a little bit heftier after West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin agreed to add back into it, believe it or not, several climate and tax provisions, but it was passed late on Sunday on a party line vote. It got the support of Arizona Senator Sinema, who demanded several changes be made. It now goes to the House for approval before President Biden can sign it into law. So that's a no-brainer with the House numbers. And it is a shadow of what the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package with that was the majority party, which initially was floated out there with an eye-popping number last year. So there was some torpedoing of any climate or tax provisions in mid-July, if you remember. So then you had Manchin, who is on again, off again. Am I a moderate Democrat? Am I even a Democrat? Who am I? He reversed course. So the measure joins a handful of provisions to lower prescription drug prices and to extend Affordable Care Act subsidies for 3 years. But there are some other things that were ripped out of it and then some other things that were added that, depending on your point of view, could be a yay right? Medicare has to negotiate the prices of certain medications administered in doctor's offices or purchased at the pharmacy. So negotiating the prices of drugs, 10 in 2026, 15 in 2027, and in 2028. But what drugs? And do you take those drugs? Then the inflation cap, it would also impose penalties on drug companies if they increase their prices faster than inflation. Then it would limit on Medicare out-of-pocket drug costs, so meaning you couldn't pay more than $2,000 a year for medications bought at a pharmacy. And then I mentioned the Affordable Care Act subsidies, so extending the enhanced federal premium subsidies for Obamacare coverage through 2025. And cheaper insulin. But then there is climate provisions. The deal would be the biggest climate investment in U.S. history. It slashed greenhouse gas emissions 40% by 2030. So you can imagine that Chuck Schumer was doing a dance, the longtime Democratic New York senator and majority leader. Now, on the other side of looking at this, it could be a real boo. Lindsey Graham thinks it's a real boo. He says the Inflation Reduction Act will make everything worse. He says not one Republican would vote for the Democrats' spending bill. It passed in the Senate without any Republican support. He says it's not going to bring down any inflation. It's going to worsen the recession. He was on CNN's State of the Union, and he said the new spending will make it worse. He said, I voted for a bipartisan infrastructure bill. I did. I voted for gun legislation. I'm not going to vote for it. He says the minimum tax of 15% destroys expensing. So it means that if a company buys a piece of equipment, they could expense it under the 2017 tax cut in the same year they bought it. That goes away. He says it disincentivizes companies for building factories, for buying equipment, which would help get us out of the recession. Then there's a 16.4% tax on imported barrels of oil that are going to increase costs at the gas pumps. Oh, no. Don't tell us that gas is going to go in the opposite direction, Senator Graham. So he painted the picture as pretty bleak, saying it's really a gimmick. It would reduce the deficit by $100 billion, but we're going to spend almost $1 trillion. And he says the truth is the Obamacare subsidies go away after 3 years, which is what I said, 3 years. So he says they're not going to go away. If they sit in place for 10 years, it would add $280 billion to the deficit. So it ultimately is a gimmick. It ultimately is a gimmick. According to a December analysis by the Tax Foundation, the most economical damaging provision in the bill is the thing that has become the tug of war, the 15% corporate alternative minimum tax. So that requires businesses with profits over $1 billion to pay a minimum tax rate of 15%. 15%. So many of you might be saying, well, screw that, right? If they're making that much money, are they not paying what they should be paying? The minimum tax alone reduces the GDP by less than a percent and costs about 27,000 jobs, according to the Tax Foundation and what they're projecting with numbers, saying the minimum tax would deal the biggest blow to coal workers. Oh, boy. And it would levy a net tax hike of 7.2% on the coal industry's pre-tax book income. If this all sounds like gobbledygook and mush-mush, that's the bottom line. The bottom line is the 15%. Does it cost jobs? Does it make up money? Does it stick it to the companies who are avoiding taxes, or is there a deeper look and is there something more there? As in any bill, you pull it apart and then you see where the pieces ultimately land, because I think it's just purely a matter of the Senate passing the $1 billion spending patch. Purely the House says yes, because there's the numbers are there, and then the president signs it. So it does become a law. I can't imagine that there's anything that stops that, because, again, the numbers are there. So with the numbers being there, that's not going to budge. It's not going to budge at this point. Will there be an impact that could be felt by you or I? How does it affect us in our backyard? Depends on what you do for a living. Depends on what you're relying on. And it depends on what else is stuck in there. That's why the Arizona senator was so dug her heels in on what was happening with business, because of the blowback she was feeling and hearing from Arizonans, what she was hearing from businesses, and ultimately what would that do? How much does that affect the tax tables, in the right direction or the wrong direction? Coming up, it is the weekly rewind. What did you miss maybe while you were sleeping? We're going to tell you next.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Popping around, didn't pay attention to what was happening heading into the weekend, or just wanted a break from all the noise out there. Time to catch you up with the weekly rewind. Yeah. If you were traveling, then you probably were wide awake because there were more than 6,300 flights delayed on Sunday. I get this stuff from FlightAware. So they keep tallying how many. Chicago O'Hare, the worst cancellations, delays on Sunday. 12% of the flights were canceled. 40% of the flights delayed. Yikes. Part of that, though, was weather. Heavy rain on Sunday there. Flash flood warnings, that was in place for most of Cook County, which is by the airports. So that's what you're going to see. Weather you can't do much about. And that spreads across other flights. It affects them later in the day. If we were to really piece it out, American canceled 4% of its flights and 24% of its Saturday flights were delayed. United, 4% of the flights canceled, 23% delayed. 41% of JetBlue's flights, 36% of Southwest flights were also delayed on Saturday. So it was a rough weekend for a lot of people. You know, when you're just ready to go home, if that's what it was, we were on some trip because this is the tail end of vacations, and then you're sitting there, and you think, wow, we made it to the airport, we got through the TSA, all the hassle, the long lines, and now we're just eating a piece of pizza, and we're going to get on this plane, and then you're not getting on the plane. It is very frustrating, but we know that this is part of the process. I've talked about this a lot, that if you're traveling, you have to have that plan B. You just do, because when you get knocked out of a flight, especially if it's canceled, you can be guaranteed that so many others have been knocked out of flights as well, which then, of course, that means that there's competition to get on those flights. And so you're stuck. Right, so the rewind you made it might have missed. A Russian court sentenced WNBA star Brittany Griner to 9 years in a penal colony on drug charges. There may be a prisoner exchange, two Americans in exchange for the Butcher, as he is known. We'll see if that happens. Maybe getting a little bit closer to that. It looked like that wasn't going to happen, but it might happen. I think Putin is playing around with this because he is a pawn now in the game to mess around with. A big shocker, Kansas voters rejected a ballot referendum this past week, last week, that would have removed abortion rights protections from the state's constitution. I say a shocker because you think of conservative Kansas if you look at the numbers, and it shows you why, whichever way you would fall on this, in Kansas especially, votes matter. That's why I say this all the time. Votes matter. Whatever it is you're thinking, where you live, what you want to see from your state, locally, etc. That's why when people poo-poo that, like, no, it's not. It doesn't. What I want to happen is not going to happen, because look at the numbers. That's not always true. How about this? Very sad. Kentucky still cleaning up, still going to be digging out for a long time, especially in some really hard hit areas. 37 people have died from those extreme floods last week. It really hit the mountain areas, the eastern region of the state of Kentucky. Really, really, really tough. Big, 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 giant story had to be this one at the start of last week, is that an American drone strike killed al-Zawahiri, the leader of al-Qaeda and a key plotter of September 11, 2001, terrorist attacks. And he was hit on a balcony, Kabul, Afghanistan. Nobody else was taken out. That was a huge, huge deal. This was a huge deal last week, early in the week, Tuesday. Again, voting matters. For our friends listening in Arizona, a lot of you have sent me things on this. We're going to go to the mailbag, KVOI listeners and some others. Arizona Republicans this week nominated Blake Masters for Senate, Kari Lake for governor, and Mark Finchem for Secretary of State. And they all deny that President Biden won the 2020 election fairly. And they all were really endorsed by the former President Trump. Then there was another thing that happened where there was a lot of protesting over this. And it was so big that it didn't look like it was going to, pass. But the Senate passed a bill this week that will extend medical benefits to veterans exposed to toxins from burn pits. Because this happened, speaking of Afghanistan, a lot in Afghanistan. And there was a really interesting story that I don't even think I touched last week. So if you were listening to my show, I'm so sorry I didn't bring this up, because I think it's kind of bizarre and interesting. But did you know that Elizabeth Johnson Jr. from Andover, Massachusetts, was exonerated last week? 329 years after her conviction. So what was she ultimately cleared of? Witchcraft. Yes, witchcraft. So, yeah, the family didn't want that. Let her be cleared from the crazy Salem witch trials. And so, sure enough, that happened. So Elizabeth Johnson Jr. is no longer a witch that many years after she was killed for being a witch. Oh, well, better late than never, I suppose, right? I'm just saying. Just saying, right? There's no doubt that the thing that is part of what is the struggle to wrap our heads around, and what is the buzz in your backyard and mine, is inflation. It's inflation. It's how far is your dollar stretching? Does what you make catch up to what you're paying for everything? And the answer to that, of course, is no. The idea that gas would go up again is just not a good one, because if there's anything that we feel besides food prices, it's that. So when we look closer, and I mentioned this, the the bill that just the Senate just passed, when you look at some of the tax hikes in the bill, it includes a regressive tax on oil and gas development, so the tax will drive up the cost of household energy bills. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that the natural gas bill will increase taxes by $6.5 billion. So $6.5 billion, which means that the methane tax, for example, would amount to a 17% increase on an average family's natural gas bill. Think of the winter where people especially look at their bills there, where they can go sky high or where they worry and they're trying to balance everything out. And then there is also a $12 billion crude oil tax. So while gas is averaging more than $4 a gallon across the country, that's regular. And of course, we're only 5-6 weeks removed from sky high prices. There is a 16.4 cents per barrel tax on crude oil and imported petroleum products that will be passed on to you and I. So that means we're probably going to see higher gas prices. That is not good. I mean, again, this is the thing. If these all come into play, which they are, they're part of it, then you'll get double whammied on that. Because that's where it's going to get. That's what's going to happen. It's going to get passed on. It's going to get passed on. And then the thing that I talked about before, which at first blush you think of, it's like, well, why should somebody that reports $1 billion in profits for the past 3 years, why shouldn't they get a 15% corporate alternative minimum tax? Why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't that happen? The problem is, who do you work for? So, higher prices, fewer jobs, lower wages. Would that kill jobs? I said it was earmarked for probably about 27,000 jobs. So these are things to just pay attention to when it comes to the dollars and cents of it, and whether or not that you fall into, especially that category, where it could hit you. Definitely, right? And then the dreaded three letters. You know what the dreaded three letters are, right? The IRS. So the bill would spend $80 billion to supersize the IRS with 87,000 new agents and auditors. It would ramp up audits on working households and small businesses. And the IRS would perform an additional 1.2 million annual audits under the plan. Oh, boy. Be careful. Make sure you really dot your I's and cross your T's on those upcoming taxes. Mailbag coming up next.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting. Actor Sam Hayes crashed a vehicle into a Mar Vista, California home Friday, igniting a fire. Shortly after her first crash, Hayes then crashed into a nearby home in Mar Vista and ignited a fire. That fire reportedly engulfed the house, and Hayes was rushed to an L.A. hospital by ambulance, where she remains in stable condition. China's largest ever military exercise surrounding Taiwan were drawing to a close on Sunday following a controversial visit last week to the self-ruled island by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican, was on CNN and says Taiwan is an important manufacturer of goods.
90% of the high-end chips for refrigerators, the F-35, and cars are made in Taiwan. How would you like the Chinese Communist Party to own that whole market? We need supply chain break from China. So Taiwan's important to us economically.
This is USA Radio News. The first African-American four-star general in the Marine Corps was sworn in Saturday in a Washington, D.C. ceremony. Afterwards, General Michael Langley says he hopes the achievement inspires future service members.
As they come through high school, as they go through college, they'll see that there is a black four-star general. And I think that's momentum, enough momentum to push forward in what we want to do as a service.
Langley will command all U.S. military forces in Africa. The so-called Votorama in the U.S. Senate has ended. On Sunday, Senate Democrats pushed to pass President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act bill in a stunning election year turnaround. Next stop will be the House for a vote. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says this bill will kickstart the era of affordable clean energy in America.
This bill will kickstart the era of affordable clean energy in America. It's a game changer. It's a turning point. And it's been a long time in coming.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Of the virtual mail, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, 24/7. That's how you can hit me up. Boy, you were all over the place, America, on your emails, so I wanted to dive in a couple of different directions. How about this one from Joey, listening to us on KCAA in the Los Angeles area? He says, Kate, everybody's been talking about Anne Heche, and there, in fact, was some ring video. It's really crazy. I don't know if you saw it or not, that was pumped out on TMZ and some other sites where she was flying down the street and the ring video caught it and you could hear the crash and then the car took off again. It is the craziest, saddest, strange story, I think, from over the weekend in California that peeps are talking about here, but I think other people are talking about it nationally too. Oh yeah, she apparently, I did see that video. You know, it's so weird, Joe, that you talk about that you mention it specifically, is what ring picks up. You know, people have the ring protection, and you can see, like the one time we saw the exhausted guy delivering the package, and you see someone trying to steal something. And now in this case, here cars flying by, and it's her car, and you're right, you can hear the crash, and it's like, it flies by so fast you can hear it. It was very strange. So she's in stable condition, and this happened on Friday. She was driving her car. She drove her car into a house, and it became engulfed in flames. So she was in intensive care with severe burns. They say she's lucky to be alive, and that it's going to be a long recovery ahead of her. the car was traveling at crazy high speed when it ran off the road and collided with a residence, is what they're saying, is what the L.A., you know, police public info officer said. So she was immediately taken to a hospital by paramedics, and there's video. It shows her, because in L.A., of course, they film, shoot all this stuff that they, when there's fire or something like that. And when they, it took like an hour to get the flames out, get her out of the car, that whole thing. And then she was sort of covered up on the, when they were pulling her out in the, to the ambulance. And you could see her flailing around, and boy, it was just the craziest, craziest thing. And it's sad. I mean, if you don't know who she is, she's been in a bunch of different different shows and some movies and whatnot. And so she's an actress. And I think the people in the house, I mean, it had to be shocking. It's lucky nothing happened on that end of things. So they're investigating the crash. And the first, there was a first crash, like a misdemeanor hit and run, and then this other one. And like I said, I mean, she was, has been in a, Wag the Dog was a movie she was in, 6 days, seven nights, Donnie Brasco, she was the wife in that movie, and she was in Chicago PD, you know, that kind of stuff. But anyway, very, very, very sad, sad story. So yeah. And I can only imagine, like you said, people were talking about it. I think that slice of video especially, even if they didn't, if people don't know who she is, they were watching how fast, you know, that car went, and because that became so viral and that story was so big. All right, this one from Thomas, who says, Kate, when you first look at taxing the wealthy bad boy corporations, it seems like, yeah, $1 billion, they're not paying their fair share. But then you look at what does that mean for you and I, and what does that, how does that trickle down to us? And ultimately, it is the little guy that always pays the price. And I think that's part of the problem of what I understand this new spending bill will unfortunately not do what it's billed to do, this Inflation Reduction Act. How is it going to reduce inflation? I wish, but it doesn't look like it at all. I think when we go to the grocery store, I think we pull up at the pump, and maybe where we work, it may really have a nasty whiplash effect on all of us. Yes, I mean, that, right, that's the concern. So at first blush, when you say that, like, yeah, why shouldn't it be taxed? But then you look at what does that mean? It doesn't mean what you think it means, right? It doesn't, that's the problem. So will inflation be significantly reined in by the slimmed down tax and spending bill that closes corporate tax loopholes and extends and expands clean energy tax credits, extends health insurance subsidies to the working class, and gives Medicare the power to negotiate prices on a dozen overpriced drugs? I mean, I think that part's good. I think that some of the drug prices are outrageous, and that is a good thing to take a stinger to. But is it going to change inflation? And in fact, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, because I've been just crunching these numbers since this happened, and I knew it was going to happen, it changes inflation's rate by less than 0.1%. They're not even sure if that's up or down. Up or down. So, you know, look, here's the thing. You know, we had all the stimulus, and now, are we going into the dreaded R word, or are we in the R word? Is it going to be long and deep? And so you look at this, and the measurement of GDP, the gross domestic product, is imprecise. So all this, are we in a recession, not in a recession? You know, all of this is more about politics, let's face it, especially with the midterm elections coming up. That's what it's about. It's about job security of politicians. Because we don't want inflation. We don't. We don't want to we can't adjust to some of these levels. And if you make us think that you're doing something to dial it back, well, yeah, we want to see something dialed back. But if, are we ultimately going to be victimized here or not, right? I think that people are going to have to come up with new skills and find new jobs. And then you're going to have companies that are going to have to find new people to work there, which we already are seeing that happen. And some of the money, some of the wages paid for lower skilled jobs, they're going to have to pay more to retain workers. And what happens to the incomes at the top? Well, maybe they got to fall, right? So it's going to be wicked to watch where all these numbers go. That's what I believe. Okay, let's move to another one. This one is from Steven. And Steven says, hey, Kate, I just took a trip with my family to, and I was thinking about you, to Disney World. I was scared to death that we were going to get stuck in all of this canceled flights and rearranging flights and everything else. But I did have a backup plan, and thank goodness I've heard you talk about it. And I had another airline booked, and I had another flight booked on Southwest. And sure enough, we had a cancellation, but we could catch another flight that I had booked because there was four of us. And so it worked out brilliantly. Otherwise, I think we would have been stuck on the other end of things, although my children would have liked it. I had to get back to work instead of my wife. So it all worked out. That is probably the best idea, is who you're booking with. And what you're doing, as you've talked about, to make sure that you're covered. So glad I heard your show. Well, yeah, because as somebody who's getting ready to go to take the show to a couple different places, that's exactly what I'm making sure I'm doing, right? Non-stops, if you can do it, first flights out, what is the backup plan if that falls apart? And if you have to be somewhere on a certain day, making sure that you get in there earlier just in case, because if you need that extra day. Yeah. I mean, we didn't used to have to plan like this, but that's the old days. That's not the new days. That's not new times, my friends, at all. All right. This is what Max has to say. Kate, I am so tired of American politics. I mean, I feel like all we get is back end talk in so many different directions, right? I mean, for goodness sake, we just got out of COVID and the malaise of COVID, which I believe is very much still upon us, because I think a lot of people are completely burned out, don't even really want to, as much as some people want to go out there and be seen and party down and whatnot. A lot of people just want to hang out casually and not do some of the things that they used to do because we're kind of still in that funk, if you will. The last thing we need is to fall back into another funk, because, yes, it is what is new and not what is in the past, but I think part of us longs for what was in the past, if that makes any sense. It does make sense. I know exactly what you're talking about. You know how I know what you're talking about? Because you make such a brilliant point in a way, because I just had dinner with some people that I hadn't seen in forever, and one of the people at the dinner said, you know, I'm so glad I came out. It was so hard for me to get dressed because I'm kind of, I used to be totally social, and now I'm kind of, I don't know if I want to really go and hang out anymore. It's such a hassle. I'm like, what? But yeah, people are still kind of burned out. I agree. Absolutely. Send me your thoughts. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
One of my favorite things to do each and every week is talk to my pal, Jeremy Paulson, who's the technical maestro for this particular show, as we come up with another edition of Fair or Foul.
Signal fair.
After the fair.
It's a hard foul there. Fakes on a fair. What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
Jeremy, how are you?
I am tired, but I'm here and I'm okay.
Well, that's what counts. I'm tired, but I'm here and I'm okay. That all in one sentence. It's perfect. So, this is a big one. If you have a bunch of change, do you save change? Like, do you put it in a jar or do you just not deal with change? Some people don't even deal with change. They just get rid of it right away.
I used to collect it, and I wish I did still.
Yes, yeah, so you don't collect it. All right,
not
so
anymore. We have a machine here, so I spend it on snacks.
All right, so you do have it, but you spend it on snacks. So if you did what you used to do and you collected coins, you know, it's a big deal in cashing all that coinage in eventually. Would you roll it up and take it to a bank, or would you take it to one of those machines, they call them Coinstars, that they take a percentage of it, but you just put it in. They have them at grocery stores all over the place, and then it gives you the money. It tells you what it is. It spits out a little thing
paper,
that you take
and then
a,
you
yeah.
kick it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I usually did.
The Coinstar thing.
Yeah, because I have a big glass bottle I would put it all in and, you know, just dump it in the machine.
Right, and but do they take a percentage? It's not a cheap percentage.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but...
Oh, yeah, you weren't paying attention to the slip. The percentage, I want to say, what is the percentage?
It can't be too much. 3%?
Well, okay, here's what it is. The transactions above 200, they charge 1.49%.
Yeah, that's fine. Everyone needs their piece of the pie. That's how it is.
Well, that Coinstar loved you then. So I definitely still do that. I love doing that. I always have loose change in a giant. My mother made this cool ceramic, like, Southwest scene jar for me. It's pretty big. And I put change in that. And then I would take it to Coinstar, and boy, one time I went in, I had $700.
Heck yeah.
That was like, heck yeah. Yeah, it was a nice payday. I was totally psyched. I'm standing there forever with this jar in the grocery store, just boom, sliding in the machine. Because I don't even know the bank. The last time I took anything rolled up to a bank, it was a big hassle. Oh, we need you to put your account number on every single one of them, and then we have to count them out, and then da-da-da. It seemed like it was going to take a year for them to tell me how much money was there, and I was like, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore.
I used to bring it to the bank because they had one of those machines, but I guess it kept getting broken, so they got rid of it. Last time I went there with a bunch of change, and they're like, yeah, we don't have that anymore. I was like, well, what am I supposed to do? They gave me a big tray that had, like, you know, dollars and, like, for each denomination. I had to sit there and actually, like, put the money in the little tray. And but they had one of the people come and help me. So, but it was still like, really?
Really? How long did that take? Well,
it took a long time.
Wow. See, that's what I mean. They really do not encourage change. Like, yeah, we're a bank. We don't really want your change. To be honest, we don't really want to deal with change. That's the impression I got. I was like, wow, I won't take this here again.
Would have took longer if they didn't have someone to help me. So.
Yeah, so at least they did that for you. So that part was really, really good. All right, this seems like a finicky thing, but I guarantee people listening to us probably deal with the same thing. I know they do, and I'm wondering if they feel the same way. So you get, like, you know, you get sandwiches, I don't know, even if it's a burger or whatever it is, and they always have, do you want everything on it? And a lot of times that includes lettuce and tomato. Are you a lettuce and tomato guy on all your Sammies?
Yeah, you gotta put everything on it.
Oh, I hate lettuce and tomato. I like both of them. I love lettuce and I love tomato, but it makes it soggy. I hate that.
Well, if you don't eat it right away, I guess.
So you must immediately order a sandwich, and even if you have to sit on the floor, I'm going to sit over here. I'm going to eat this sandwich right now.
Yeah, why not?
Not me.
Don't let it get soggy.
Yeah, usually I'm hauling the sandwich somewhere. Maybe that's what the difference is. So I don't, I like both of those things, but I don't want them, like you go to Subway, and I don't want them on there because I'm usually hauling it somewhere.
Yeah, if you get a sandwich and you drive like 15 minutes home,
yes,
Kate, it's going to be soggy.
Yes, that's what it is. So my suggestion is, it's foul if, for everyone listening, it's foul if you have to go 15 minutes or more, so just remember that. And if it's under 15 minutes, then it's the Jeremy rule. You can just chow down on that.
No,
on
you get the sandwich, you pull in the parking lot, you eat it real quick, and then you go drive home.
No way. Oh, no way. That's hilarious. I'm just going to sit in this parking lot at 11:30 at night and eat this sandwich or whatever time it is. I wonder how many people do that, though. There probably are people that do that, that just pull into a spot and just eat it.
I want my fresh food, so I'm going to eat it right away.
All right, I like to be comfortable eating my fresh food, so I don't put all the condiment stuff on it so that it does taste fresh. So you're the
one that orders it, and I want everything on the side so I can put it together when I get home.
Sometimes I do that with tomato, but I'm the nice orderer. I'm very nice to people. I used to be a waitress. I'm nice to people who wait on me. I they don't make enough money, and I know what that's like. I know what it's like to not get tips and all those other sort of things. And now I'm the good. People want me to go to their station or whatever because everyone else is nasty and I'm friendly. Okay, fair or foul? crappy movie, you know it's going to be crappy, but they just throw a big name actor or actress on it so they can draw people in, like Bullet Train, Brad Pitt, for example. Is that fair or foul?
I'd say foul. There should be a Netflix release.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it should be foul, too. I mean, an actor could say, well, listen, sister, this is my living, and they have to make movies. And if they make movies and get paid tons of money, sometimes they're going to have crappy movies because they need the moolah, or they think they need the moolah. I don't know. But I agree with you. I think it reels people in, and then it's terrible. It's not a good movie.
Just a crappy movie and a movie theater release. There's better movies coming out and just the like Netflix releases that aren't in theater. See The Hustle. That's a great movie. Adam Sandler, Hustler.
Oh, I love that movie.
That was a good movie, and it was just a Netflix release.
Right, so we both agree on that. See that. It's great. Even if you know nothing about basketball, it's not even about that. It's about so much deeper than that. I loved that movie. So I'm going to say the same as you. We both agree. We think it's foul. You throw the big name up. But that's why the theater, that's why the company's doing that. The production company's doing that. Whatever, the theater, the movie house is doing it, like Paramount or whoever, because they want the big name. That's the studio. They want the big name, thinking that'll pull people in, right? It's kind of like the superhero movies. There are good superhero movies with decent plots. Somebody writes them. They do a great job. And then there are crummy ones that I think are just like, well, okay, we're going to make another superhero movie, whatever we can make. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of along that same line in a different way. Pool versus sand. So you got to spend the day at one. Would you rather be sitting by a pool or would you rather be sitting under an umbrella on the sand?
I don't know. I'd say sand, I guess.
Sand. We agree. Fair. Anytime the sand, because you're in nature. Look around. You get to see the birds. You get to see whatever else you get to see. Cute girls for you, I suppose. But yeah. I don't know. Just relaxing. There's something about that whole vibe that, not that a pool couldn't be relaxing, but it's man-made. If it's a choice of one or the other, I say fair to all of you. Pool versus sand.
There's sand, cute sand. Moms at pools, too.
There is. That's true. But so I guess that is a wash, that theory about all that. But we both agree that we would rather be on the sand. So there you go. Perfect place to end Fair or Foul. Jeremy Paulson, thank you so much.
Nature always wins.
Always. Always.
You're welcome.
Plant your feet in nature. You feel better, people. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.